and welcome back to the Rounds Table. We're really excited this season. We have a new sound, a new production team, and some new content planned. So today I'm delighted to be with Fahad Razak. Fahad is an internist at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. Hey Fahad, how are you?
I'm all great to be back.
It's great to have you back. It's great to be back as well. How was your summer? What did you do with all the free time when you weren't recording podcasts?
It was a great summer. I did a lot of clinical work, but in my free time, I had some vacation and am refreshed and energized and ready to go.
You sound refreshed and energized. As for me, I'm Amol Verma. I'm a resident in general internal medicine at the University of Toronto. And as always, the Rounds Table is delighted to be hosted online at healthydebate.ca. So before we start our episode today, I want to ask our listeners, our audience, a question. The question is, do you want the Rounds Table to offer CME credits or continuing medical education credits? As you can imagine, this comes at some cost to us, and we're not really sure how useful our listeners find the CME credits and whether it's important to you. So if you do want us to continue offering CME, please tweet at me at Amol A. Verma, or email me amol.a.verma@gmail.com, and let me know if you want us to keep offering CME credits. If we don't hear from you, we are not going to continue offering the credits. So please let us know. Okay, so without further delay, let's get right down to it. Today we're talking about two topics as always. Fahad is going to talk about a new type of maneuver to stop dangerous heart rhythms. And I am going to talk about a new survey about e-cigarette use in adolescents. It's a lot of new. I used the word new like 42 times in that introduction.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, Fahad, tell me about this new vagal maneuver.
Sure. So I'm going to talk about a trial that was just published in The Lancet by Andrew Applebaum and colleagues. And they found that a new method